This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
Rise Guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
It's one of my favorite songs.
It's mine too.
In fact, I'll tell you, it's my anthem.
To the 80s.
It's my weekend anthem.
Well, that's good because it's going to get you going for the weekend, especially if you hate somebody.
Get me going.
That's not good.
It's going to get you riled up.
Kick off your weekend hating.
Though I've got a job interview this afternoon, so wish me luck on that. Yeah.
You trying to match Paige and the Hustles?
I'm doing social media for Gaffney High School.
Oh my God. That was huge.
And that's all I'll say about that.
Did they beat you in football? I was just going back to something.
Have you not seen?
Oh, have you not Googled it?
Google.
You're at work, though.
Google
is your
friend.
If you're not at work, Google. Well, I don't know. Has it been fixed?
I have not checked the update.
I have not looked today to see.
Paige will have to Google it for us.
Well, I know. Mine's compromised.
I don't want to.
No, come on.
Is it dirty?
You should do it on the computer if you can.
Yeah.
To get the full effect.
Oh, not on my phone.
Right.
I mean, you can, but it seems like, look, I'm old school. I think a computer is easier, especially if one's right in front of you. I hate doing stuff on the phone.
Yeah.
This is a live FOF. cell phones, F you. This is a Fat Boy in Greenville.
Yeah, but no, keep scrolling. Look, memorable people who went there. And this. I mean, somebody went bonkers on there. I did not know Jeffrey Dahmer went there. I don't think he did. I'm almost certain that he didn't.
The Undertaker better be on there.
No, he's not even.
Well, okay.
They have products for sale. I'm saying somebody hacked it.
I don't know how you hack it.
I don't know how you hack a high school's whatever, but that's Dwayne Johnson.
That's Dwayne Johnson.
I did not know Bin Laden went there.
No, I didn't either. Nor Jim Jones also attended a year or two.
That's a great graduating class, I'll say.
Yeah, but Lord, we're only February. Like, y'all might get
Who's
some in school.
Who's the auditorian?
Do you think that hasn't gotten back to somebody yet? Or
dude,
how?
It was yesterday, like, after, what, noon time? That was told to us, and we went and looked at it, and like, well... I even went back and looked at it a couple times. I was like, oh, somebody's going to fix this. And like, nope, here we are almost 24 hours later. I don't know the password. I don't know the password.
I want to say it's been up there longer.
Oh, has it really?
I think somebody said like a week.
Oh, wow.
Has it not been brought to somebody's attention?
Deleted all their reviews? I mean, like, boy, somebody's got an axe to grind with Gaffney. Who did this? Burns?
Do you work at Cherokee County Schools? Like, is this something you might want to look at?
Some 15-year-old that's brilliant.
I know.
It does. I know people that are hackers.
The government
under
will
20.
Hire them now.
Yeah.
And teach me about Bitcoin. All right. What's going on the FOF side? It's a lot of anger, a lot of suspense.
We got response calls. Here's the original call for the guy who does not like P1 Rebel Chick.
Hey, guys. I'm listening here. I'm sitting here listening to the podcast, and every time I hear that, this is P1 Rebel Chick. Oh, that makes me want to crack that through the phone to punch her teeth out. She's like one of them girls that when you're at the party, you know, when you're hanging out as teenagers, it's that one girl who runs around going, oh my God, I'm so random and so fun. That whore. Please take her off. I can deal with the you guys argue. I can deal with that guy, but P1 Rebel Chick, I can't take it. Off with it.
Called her a whore.
Oh, she's the sweetest person in the whole wide world.
Now, his connection wasn't the greatest.
You think we heard him mispronounce that? He was calling her a bore, perhaps.
I'm just saying he should probably get something different than a Trump phone.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you know how that goes. No matter who the president is, it's their phone.
It automatically converts over. It's like the background, it's the wallpaper, their face.
It might as well be. It's been an Obama phone, a Biden phone, a W phone, a Trump phone. Like you just inherited.
A lot of phones.
I've still got Trump's mugshot on mine.
Do you see he's got it in the Oval Office right outside of it?
Yeah.
How wild is that?
I mean, it's cool. Like, I got yours printed out for you.
Which is hard to see now. There are other ones you could find that are a lot easier that aren't me.
Right.
But mine's gone.
His is gone forever.
Sponged.
Well, it's like my parents, they paid thousands of dollars for me to go to pretrial intervention, and then I get on the radio and tell everybody what I did.
I know.
And like, we paid money, so that would be expunged.
You're trying to remind
them. It's a good story, though, Mom.
Here's an angry response.
Uh-oh.
This might be her. I don't know.
Let me give out the number, because I have not yet. 864-241-4318.
This message is for the guy who called out P1 Rebel Chick. Let me tell you something, motherfucker. Or are you jealous because she's got a better voice than you, or because she might actually have a bigger dick than you? I don't know why you're calling her out, calling her a whore, because she said, oh, I'm just saying, you, get a life, and stop bragging that you're a f***ing he-man and saying that, oh, yeah, she's just a whore. Well, maybe you're the f***ing whore. Guys can be whores, too. You, motherfucker.
Yeah, I know more man whores than female whores.
That's honestly like a compliment.
You really do?
Oh, yeah. They're all over the place.
Like, it just don't mean the same. It don't have the same bite.
I was thinking more, like, her voice, it's weird. And I'm just observing and listening. Like, her voice is really sexy, but then it's really not.
She's
but then it's really sexy
person.
Again.
Person. Oh, my God.
Is it because of what she was saying?
I think it's when she said she might have a bigger one than you. I think that's really what turned it off.
Bigger one what?
Yeah. Tax return, Paige. What do you think?
That's what it is. we'll finish up with this one here for
refund
the first.
Refund jealousy.
Yes.
I get it.
This is refunds. This is Big F and Mike.
Oh, I remember Big F and Mike.
Well, he's having computer issues.
Oh, poor Mike.
He's got to call us up.
I know the feeling.
Well, happy Friday. This is Big Mike. Here we go. Come into work. Try to log into the computer. And the computer systems are down. And we do a lot of cars at this great place we work at. I'm not going to say the name. This mother
car.
We're going to have to walk back and forth and ask the customers. They want to buy an air filter.
Oh, that's
welcome to Big F and Mike's.
Big F and Mike's.
We got air filters.
We got deals.
And we're mad about it, too.
Does anyone know or have they heard from Lil F and Mike lately? That's
Tiny
Big
F and Mike?
No, Lil.
I think he got rubbed out when that Big took over.
Jesus.
Well, we got everything you need. Big F and Mike's.
You know, came back.
You got to understand Big F and Mike is... not everybody, you don't realize how much I would love to have knowledge of cars or how to work on them or how to read the directions and implement that.
Well, you built the stand.
You know.
And it's got barn doors on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a nice stand.
It's farmhouse style.
Yep. Just like everybody wants these days. Oh, modern farmhouse.
But yeah, but you understand my wingspan, like I was saying. It wasn't big enough for me to pick it up and set it on the ground.
Yep, really wasn't.
It
was heavy, too. It had some weight to it.
But so if somebody comes in there, you know, like, and they ask a dumb question, just know down deep that you're just better than them.
Yeah.
I feel that when I go into Pep Boys, somewhere like that, I'm just like, God, I'm going to sound so effeminate when I go up here and ask them. Not that women don't know about cars. The great Shirley Muldowney.
You're like, oh, is the angry mustache guy Danica in service going to be working today?
And especially if it's, and this is just real talk too, if it's a woman that's waiting on me and she's, I'm like, oh, God, I'm.
Like she's going to know.
Yeah.
And she does. And I'm sitting there like.
She knows it all.
Do I need special windshield wipers?
She's going to think less of you.
Why would you ask that? Well, I have a 4x4. I wouldn't say something dumb like that.
I need bigger wipers, please, ma'am.
It's like, I'm a man. If you have a knowledge of cars and trucks and stuff like that, like, good on you, for real. You go to college for that, and you won't walk out with it. You were taught that by probably.
I just think people they're inclined to be, you know.
It's just a type of personality or whatever, but y'all.
Mechanical.
That's pretty freaking awesome. But by that same token, though, if you see somebody broke down on the side of the road, you do have to stop. I don't, because I can't.
I like that word you just used.
What, stop?
Broke.
Yeah.
There are things that, you know, your dad would have you do, like fix your own tire, change your own battery, things like that.
No, he would call Papa. My grandpa would fix everything for everyone. So no, that generation got screwed over.
Yeah, so they skipped a beat with you.
For real. Okay. I never had a little tools kit, nothing.
You never had your own tools?
I have not a even like play tools.
Well, we're going to take a break in the action right here.
I'm sorry. I'm pulling a party man, Dan. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sorry. So somebody on the show might get taken to task here in a little bit, along with our great traffic reporter.
For Brooks?
Uh-oh.
Who will it be? I can tell you it ain't going to be me.
Okay.
Of course not.
It'll be me then.
It'll be me.
It might be one of yous. And
go to DraftKings right now and guess who you think it'll be.
And Bill Brooks.
All right. We'll do more of the FOF line next. 864-241-4318. Yeah.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Go.
Babow.
Babow. You know, I had this came on my playlist yesterday, and I was like, somebody give me an app. No, seriously, I got... This song came on, and I was like, I've heard this before. I knew instantly it was the Gap Band.
Oh, you did?
But then I did not know that this song is called Burn Rubbers on Me.
Shout out to P1 Burning Rubbers.
Burn Rubbers on Me.
You're not going to knock me out of your playoff pool this year, buddy. Yeah, I'm going to earn my way in like I did last year. You job me out.
You broke into his racing league?
Oh, just a little pool I'm in, a little NASCAR pool. P1 Burning Rubber. Shout out, Heart in the Wall.
What percentage of your annual salary goes to gambling?
99.
I would have to sit and look. It might not be a staggering number, but it's prevalent.
I'll tell you this.
He may not want me to.
Fatboy had a nice... 2 weeks ago, Fatboy had a nice little return, I will say.
Where'd you go with the money?
He had a nice little return on his little...
You got to build the bankroll, man.
He has a commercial that plays.
My Prize Picks.
He did.
I built it up.
He showed me a number, and like, I went...
Damn, bitch.
I wouldn't call him that. He's a man.
Oh.
She's unhinged.
That's what I thought you said.
She is wild today.
Damn, bitch. I think you have Tourette's, Paige.
She might have it.
No.
Wrap that wiener. Slap that wiener. Slap that wiener.
Wrap that wiener. Slap that wiener.
Through the boob to the tube.
Hey!
Yacht. Guy
you don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
Yeah, dude.
Them ain't even eggs. Them's ovaries.
Oh, my gosh.
She right. says when you meet her out in public, do not say her tick to her, which I get. You know, you don't want to set her off or trigger her.
It's a great point because, like, if you saw her, like, the first thing you're going to think of is that. I think I would just walk by casually and say, your mom wears Skechers. And I would just keep walking.
I want to hang around. I won't say them to you, but I want to hang around until I hear my favorite one.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't say a word. I want to hear her just do her little thing. I want to hear the ooh live.
Dude, that video I tagged you in here, because you know she's...
Oh, I haven't watched it yet. I'm sorry.
She's daily. Well, don't watch it now.
Okay.
She goes through all of them. Like, she runs the gamut.
Wow.
But they just come out. You feel bad. That's where you feel bad, but it's like...
That new one she's got is kind of wild. It's like she's dropping new music every episode. She's got a new tick, and this one's kind of wild.
Just leave your brother alone. I mean, what are you doing?
I know. Okay.
That's the best one.
864-241-4318.
This is the heat?
A little bit of heat.
Oh, God.
I hate to get into it.
Well, you don't. You love it. I know you.
One of them is Bill Brooks, our trusty traffic reporter, who's, look, I mean, the lineage of that.
He's a legend.
Dick Jr. I mean, he's working himself up into Dick Jr. type legendary traffic reporters.
Even the aforementioned Dick Lane.
Yep. Well, this guy's got issues with it. We'll start with Bill, then he'll move on to somebody on the show. He's got good points on both.
Oh, God.
Yep.
You know, I got some f***ing things to say. Bill Brooks, holy f***, how many times do you say Spartanburg's all f***ing clear, and I'm sitting in traffic, stand still, on 26 right now? Damn it, dude, I don't want to hear from you unless you got the f***ing answer, dude. Sit the f*** down and shut the f*** up if you don't. I'm tired of it. And also, Matt, man, I get so frustrated when I hear someone say, I don't enjoy the taste of water. What the f***? It's water. It ain't got a damn taste. It's nothing. It's water. You're 70-something percent of it, dude. It's not there to be enjoyable. Take it like medicine. Just drink it. Dude, what the f***? It's just water. Damn, it ain't. Something sweet is not supposed to be enjoyable. It's just there, motherfucker. Damn. Holy sh! Bye bye.
Well, at least he was sweet enough to say bye at the end. He didn't just hang up and slam the call.
He ended it like Griswold when he goes through his little rant before Eddie goes and steals his
Look
balls.
At it this way. What if you were a vampire and you're like, oh, I want to suck some blood, but you know they were looking for like heavier set people that might have diabetes. They'll have a little sweet taste to it.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
my point with that is I drink water only for what it is, the medicine that we need. Like, you know what I mean? I don't drink it for enjoyment the way people would drink a beer or a Coca-Cola.
It doesn't make you feel good. I love drinking water.
And it's not that. I'm just saying if I'm going to drink it more than just drinking it for the need of it, I have to put a whatever. What is the stuff I used to use? I don't even use it much anymore.
Semen. Hang on now.
No,
I'm thinking.
No, I still use that.
I'm thinking eating a big person is the same logic as eating a fish that's too big. Like you just can't
do
it.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, that
is
a different connotation.
You want like a fit person if you're a Mio.
I might be half gravy.
You are half gravy?
No. Might be. Definitely half butter.
You got 1 foot in the gravy for sure.
You might be all gristle.
God. She's on it today.
You're like the old 96er.
If you're offering, I guess we'll figure it out.
I gotta go back and watch that movie. I haven't seen it in forever. Does it still hold up? Great Outdoors?
There was a poll on Facebook. What movie do you think of first when you see or hear John Candy? And Summer Rental was the overall number one.
That's because he's on the cover.
Not even Uncle Buck or Planes, Great Outdoors.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Paige was thinking Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah, that one. What I slurred.
Honestly, Summer Rental is probably the least favorite of his.
Were you drinking with Party Man Dan before the show started?
No, I had 3 hours of sleep.
Oh, I see. She had to drive home from Dan's house.
No, I went to school.
Paige goes to Bush school.
I do. Yeah, I wish I was out drinking every night. That would be the best life.
No.
Well, the one guy offered you. He said we can go out.
No.
Yeah.
I'm tired of having coworkers like that. Now, what else are you saying? That's from years ago, too. Not even anything recent.
There's the our friendly FOF line tow truck driver still having issues with customers.
God.
So if you don't know the etiquette of how to interact with a tow truck driver, here's a couple more tips.
All right.
Listen here, motherfuckers around here, okay? Let me give y'all a couple more pointers with us tow truck drivers, all right? If we text or call you and we tell you that we are 15, 20 minutes away, do not f***ing text or call us 10 minutes down the road. Hey, how far are you? Hey, where are you at now? Hey, how long are you going to be now, boss man? Stop that s***. We told you how far we are. That's how far we are, all right? Second of all, y'all quit assuming that we're just going to be coming straight the f*** to you, you know, with not even being able to stop for ourselves. Sometimes we got to piss. Sometimes we got s***. Sometimes we need something to f***ing drink. So chill the f*** out. Biggest thing, when we show up on a call and we just get up to you, do not approach our trucks. Do not come straight to our trucks like you were going to open the f***ing door. You wait for us to get out. Stay at your f***ing car. It's not that hard. It is very motherf***ing simple. Just have little f***ing common sense on things, and we can enjoy our time as a motherf***ing tow truck driver, okay?
All right. The first one I understood more of. He was on the side of the road, and the car came by and almost took his head off of their mirror.
That's
I almost
scary.
Got the other one where he said, don't assume that you're going to ride with me after I tow your car. I get that
one,
too.
Yeah, I wouldn't, yeah.
He needs to find a new line of work. He just doesn't like it.
He's not happy anymore.
That stuff today was just nitpicky stuff. Like, don't get out of here. You ain't a Brinks truck, dude. You're a tow truck.
That's what happened to Wee Doggy. He just kind of got burned out.
I get it. Because no one's ever going to be happy.
No,
I mean,
it's like in the situation.
And he's usually bored out, but he got burned out.
I know.
He loves men, that's why I say that.
Yeah, and he's fine with that.
That's okay. Yeah. Well.
Y'all have that in common, Paige. You should hang out with him.
I do love men and women. Mm. Not that way. Mm. I love everyone.
I think you might. I think you might have tendencies.
You wish I had tendencies.
We'll find out this weekend.
What kind of tendencies?
We're going to
not. Oh God, not Suicidal Tendencies. Okay.
That was years ago.
We were on two different spectrums here.
That was years ago.
I was thinking Suicidal Tendencies.
She was the day they're coming with Metallica.
I saw that.
Bank of America.
They're great. I've met them.
I've never seen them in person. Listened to them in middle school and high school.
May 31st, M72 tour.
Oh, I might have something signed if I go see them.
Let's take a little break.
Okay. Yeah.
We had Party Man Dan on the show earlier today.
Was that today?
It was today. Mm. He was doing cocaine in high school.
Yes.
He got caught.
Not high school this morning. No. Back in high school, he did it.
That wouldn't be appropriate.
Turn all his A's and B's straight to F's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we're going to play the call from the guy who called him out last FOF. And we have a very famous P1 coming to Dan's defense. Party Man Dan's defense.
Gee, man, I tell you, he's been on a lot, but if you take it and add it all up, not all that much, but he's got people that pretend to be him on the text line. You've got Dan in Columbia that got mad that, well, he got mad because they called him Dan in Columbia.
Damn.
That's two different things.
Party Man Dan.
These Dan people are wild, aren't they? All right. We will take a break, and we'll come back and do more of the FOF line. 864-241-4318. Good morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you.
I hope it's a good morning because these are some of these are rough.
I know.
That
guy really hurt my feelings.
They're telling you to, it's water. It ain't supposed to be sweet.
But that's the point with that was the same thing I was making about what I've, and look, I hate people that do this too, but you know, when you're like, you know, trying to like lose weight, get in shape and stuff, and then you have all these people saying,
you're going to get fat again.
That's you. I'm talking about people that would say like, Let me tell you what I'm doing.
The big epiphany that
I just had was eat. We put too much entertainment value or too much whatever into going to dinner or having a meal. And it's something as easy as just consuming to keep the machine running. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And not making so much of a spectacle out of it. And that's what's helped me tremendously.
Like, it's not an event. It's just, you know.
Sometimes there's events, for sure.
Like, eat a little when you're hungry, and some people just graze.
Yeah. And then I also, split my food in half when I do go out to eat, when I eat out. And
well, that's smart.
Yeah,
that's easy to do.
Bring it. I mean, the whole thing about it. And then here's the other thing with food costs. If you go to a restaurant, because the stuff's so more expensive now,
it is.
Do you notice that you will make yourself eat more because you're like, this costs a lot.
I need to get my money's worth.
I know.
Let's go to a buffet.
Just put it
out of the way.
Put it out.
Manager.
It's like you're putting gas in your car.
Yeah.
That's it. Now sometimes you want to go in there and get you a candy bar, too, while you're getting the gas. But usually you just get in the gas.
I usually get, like, the smaller version because I think that they rip you off if you get a large. Like, it's just ice.
Well, French fries, that's for sure. Yeah. They said that. There's a certain place that sells waffle fries that the medium is the large and the large is the medium. It's just a bag versus
shorter.
Yep. Tall and width, same.
I got tired of people pushing the keto. They were doing that forever. Keto, I do keto. Fat bombs, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keto sucks when you start it, when you go into the keto flu.
But you lose weight.
That's awful. Yeah, but like, I don't want to go down the thing. Because I'm turning into one of those people telling you, like, I can't tell you what to do. I'm overweight. But it seems.
But you did lose 20 pounds.
But that's like when
you
people.
You were successful.
But that was like extreme. Like when people do the, I don't know, it's just. It's that whole road again, you know, like telling people what to do. But it's just like, do it make sense?
But
with, sensible?
Yeah, eat healthy.
Like going on vacation, one of your first thoughts, where are we going to eat? Or, you know, we're going out. You want to just see someone. You want to see a couple or a friend or whatever you haven't seen in a while. What can we do? Can we just hang out or we're going to go to eat now?
Of course.
And we've got to put all these considerations in there.
Everything revolves around food.
We got to have a nap. We got to have this. We got to have that. You leave there miserable. I do. I just felt like crap. Like I wanted to just go to sleep.
all that bad food. Like, you know, when you go to the beach, you're going to have to go to the old Sea Benjamins or some buffet.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I'd go to the one with the mermaid. That's my, I don't remember which one it is, but it costs a little bit more. But they have a live mermaid you can watch.
Merman.
So it's kind of worth it.
I missed that.
Yeah. She's not like serving cocktails or anything like the one in Vegas. But
hold the tail.
Yeah. I'll hold your tail. No, I won't.
Here's the guy who called out Party Man Dan on the last FOF. No, you ain't either.
Party Man Dan. I cannot stand your motherfucking ass. God. If I ever fucking see you, I'm going to knock every fucking tooth in your damn methamphetamine smoking ass out of your fucking mouth. I hate hearing you on this damn radio station. I hate hearing your fucking lies. You did not fucking hook up with some bitch. All you did was sit there and fucking drink your damn beer and smoke your damn crack all night long. You're not funny. Fucking stupid as
That's actually audio from Party Man's expulsion hearing.
Nice.
High school.
Poor Dan.
That was Principal Strickland.
Mr. Dan, you should have shared your gram of cocaine with me. Now I'm going to turn your A's into F's.
You're a slacker.
Sit there and drink your beer.
Here's a very famous P1 coming to Party Man's defense.
Uh-oh. Very famous
thank
P1.
Thank you.
A very, he has dual citizenship.
Oh, I know.
To this country and the axis of evil.
Oh, Lord.
Here's Korean Looper.
Okay, I'm dropping it. A little irritated. I'm not like extremely pissed off, but this has to do with, I don't know what his name is, but the fucking bot who called, I think it was last week or the week before last on the FOF, giving Party Man Dan a hard time. I don't have a problem with somebody not liking somebody. You can do whatever the fuck you want, but get some of your facts straight. He's on methadone, not meth. One is used as a medication-assisted treatment, a form of help. The other, well, it's debatable, but the other is very different. So, you know, f*** off, whoever you are. You didn't leave your name. That's what's so interesting, the people who are so bold to call people out won't leave their name.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Well, we don't tell them that they have to either.
That's probably a good thing.
And you know, and I'm not taking it for anyone here, but like there's a big miseducation in that. People not knowing the difference between meth, methadone, methamphetamines, what any kind of amphetamine is.
Hell, I don't know all the ones Dan listed before he hung up.
I think there's some in Red Bulls. Like, there's got to be some kind of meme in there. Some kind of anything with "ine" on the end of it is, it's... get you feeling in a way like caffeine.
Like I swore he was on the Suboxone strips, but in the Subutex, like I know what that is from somebody
sitting
else.
At red lights.
But I'm like, how we're all? I don't know. It's too much.
I was educated by that. Like
too many pills. Not enough mouths.
You can like back in 2017, we will buy your gold, and then in 2020, we will buy your house, and now we will buy your diabetic strips and methadone strips.
Oh yeah, I forgot the diabetic strips.
I mean, like
they're buying them.
Who are these
that
people
legal?
That are buying all these things?
Or they'll buy the non-used catheters if you have those.
Well, who would buy used catheters?
You know what makes a lot of money?
What?
I know somebody used to do this.
Now.
Adult diapers, reselling them at the jockey lot. Tons of money. They make a couple $100 like on a weekend.
Okay. You're not like, okay, new ones.
Where are they coming from?
The person that I knew was doing it had, they got an excess supply because, you know, they did home health care. And the person got so many that they just didn't use them all.
Well, that's kind of fair.
And they just... Yeah, the resale.
You
got to
get rid of them if you have a ton of them.
Yeah, but the problem with that
is sanitary.
No, it's that insurance rates keep going up because people, you know, like when you get a town gets a budget, if they don't spend all the money, they will lose part of their budget.
I'm just thinking of people stealing from an elderly care home and selling it at the Jockey Rock.
Jockey Rock, always be
place.
Home sweet home to me.
Jockey Rock, that was terrible. I've never been there, so I'm not being judgmental.
Good old Jockey Lot? Jockey Lot
Anderson? I've never been there.
Did you do it again? Did you Google Gaffney High School again?
Has it changed again?
It changed. I have no clue what it says.
So, dude,
what? I thought this was becoming an issue.
How is it not been, like, it's a school day, right? Yes.
It is. Yeah.
Must be the students.
like, how would you even? I don't know. I don't know how you do that. What? I don't know what that says. I recognize the one word is a what kids say. I don't know.
That's the word that kids say for a girl with a big butt. Got.
Okay.
It's like Hyatt with a G. Got. Got.
Oh, okay.
It's French. Yeah.
Well, send me those yacht pics.
Rather urban, in fact. Oh.
Here's the guy who really hates his boss. I mean, really hates his boss.
Oh, that's
his
boss.
Hey, this is for this fat, dumb boss man of mine. I hope he fires me. If he hears this in a minute, he probably will. I don't give a How are you going to come out of a porta potty at a grading site and tell us guys that, oh, you ought to lay off the drugs? What you need to do is lay off the needle, you little drama queen fat bastard. You know what's going to happen to you? You're going to be in that porta john shooting that up, whatever you're doing. I hope you're in there right now as I speak, you fat. And it looks like you are hitting one in your vein, you motherfucker. I hope you catch all kinds of matter of fact, I just hope if your body calls it quits, you fat. How are you going to come out of a porta potty this morning to do a safety meeting, you and say you got to lay off the drugs and roll your eyes at us? We ought to stone you, you motherfucker. Fat, fat, fat. Get off your ass and do some work. Why don't you get out of the truck and do something for once in a while? Matter of fact, you need to quit shaving your beard because you need to shave him ears hairs, fat.
What the hell?
That's the promo
like
right there.
Ponytails coming out of his ears.
Ears hairs.
Did you catch the one part he said? I hope your body calls it quits.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, I did. That's not
what he
good.
Said. I hope you're listening right now in the Port-a-John. I'm like, God, I've never thought about that. Is anyone listening to us in a Port-a-John
right
now?
Sure, they've got earbuds.
Text in and let us
that's
know.
That's awesome.
Don't drive, but you can do and listen.
Yeah, but be careful. Don't drop it in there.
No.
Don't wipe and listen.
Because I think it would immediately just melt.
But we want you to relax while you're having your movement. We want them to have a good day.
Yes, that's right. But a lot of them are in there just rocking back and forth real hard because they've taken so many pills and they can't take one.
Out. Oh, I can't do it.
Oh, no.
Well, come on, get out. Come on. Get out of there, boy.
Come on out.
Somebody bring me a wrench over here.
That's all for this week, boys.
That was rocking.
Oh, man, you've never had that. Oh, that's an awful thing, man.
She probably goes reverse cowgirl, though.
You probably do.
Falls asleep on the
She
tank.
Probably just sits
What do you think I do there?
I said busy. It's I'm going to play fine. Solitaire on the back there. Of the toilet.
I got to do number
take
three.
Take my French lesson.
Oui, oui, mon frère.
But she forgets that it's a bidet, so she sits there and is really enjoying it a lot.
Oh, yeah. You know, we know how you chicks are with the hot water.
Yes.
Hot water
we
and wine.
We don't need you for anything except one thing, making babies.
I thought you were going to say wife.
I thought you were going to say bringing home the bacon.
No, I don't. Nobody has ever paid my bills in my life.
What is the Jewish equivalent for that? What did they say?
Don't know.
Okay.
I want a sugar daddy once in my life.
They can't bring home the bacon. They
How about some
it?
Sugar babies?
No, because then they run their mouth. And
what, know. Jewish people or
no,
what?
No, if you have a rich person. I'm asking someone for money, please. I got my own.
Why? You got enough jobs. You should have some money. Say,
you are the struggling student over here. I don't need no man.
Hell no.
I don't. Well, I do. I mean, I do need men. I take that back. I apologize. I need men for a lot of things, but not for money.
She needs a lot of men this weekend, I hear. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. She's going to a GB.
No, Paige. I may need some grass cut, so I'm
not No, sure. I know what you're saying now.
Look at this. Be nice about that.
Look at this equality here.
Her yard's getting a
I need
out of
a
control.
Man to come cut my grass.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.